Welcome to the Songs and Stories of Canada. This program is called The Kangaroos of Nova Scotia.
Back from Nova Scotia. Did you have a good time out there?
Oh yeah, we had a great time. Met a lot of really nice people and learned a bunch of new songs too.
Terrific. What kind of songs were you learning?
Well, we learned some coal mining songs and some fishing songs. And we learned this one really neat song all about the kangaroos of Nova Scotia.
Oh, come on. Kangaroos in Nova Scotia? What's that?
Sure, this old guy in Sydney was telling us all about them. He said apparently they used to fly in every spring. Great herds of them. He said the sky was black with them.
But before they land, they circle around looking for nice big oak trees to build their nests in.
Flying kangaroos building nests?
Sure.
Come
but the trouble is, after such a long flight, and it is a long flight from Australia, they get a bit confused and they forget how to build their nests. Well, they can remember how to build the outside of the nest. That's okay. They get a bunch of branches and some leaves and some twigs, and they build these big donut-shaped things. They look like truck tires sitting up in the trees. But then it comes to building the middle of the nest, and they completely forget. They can't manage that at all. The guy said you could see these huge nests all over Nova Scotia, up in the oak trees.
So when they go to lay their eggs, they
eggs?
All... Well, sure. Where do you think kangaroos come from?
I don't know, but I mean...
Anyway, they lay their eggs, but because there's no bottom in the nest, the eggs fall to the ground and break.
So I guess that's why we didn't see any kangaroos ourselves when we were in Nova Scotia.
I think this old guy is putting you on, or else you're putting me on.
Well, in that case, where did the song come from?
What song?
Well, remember, like we said, there's a song from Nova Scotia about a kangaroo in an oak tree.
This I gotta hear. Sing it for me.
Well, a kangaroo sat on an oak.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
Watching a tailor mending his cloak.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
Kimonero, kitty come kiro. Kimonero, kimo. Ba 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 ba, billy illy in come kitty come kimo. Bring me my arrow and my bow.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
And I'll go shoot that kangaroo.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
Kimonero, kitty come kiro, kimonero, kimo. Ba 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 ba, billy illy in come kitty come kimo. Well, the tailor he shot, but he missed his mark.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
And he shot his old sow right bang through the heart.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
Kimonero, kitty come kiro, kimonero, kimo. Ba 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 ba, billy illy in come kitty come kimo. Bring me some molasses on a spoon.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
And I'll go heal that old sow's wound.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
Kimonero, kitty come kiro, kimonero, kimo. Ba 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 ba, billy illy in come kitty come kimo. But the old sow died and the bells did toll.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
And the little pigs prayed for the old sow's soul.
To me in come kitty come kimo.
Kimonero, kitty come kiro, kimonero, kimo. Ba 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 ba, billy illy in come kitty come kimo.
Kimonero, kitty come kiro, kimonero, kimo.
Ba 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 ba, billy illy in come kitty come kimo.
Okay, Rika, tell me what that song is really all about.
So you don't believe there's any kangaroos in Nova Scotia?
Nope, not a chance.
Well, neither do we. But we've been trying to figure out why there's a song about kangaroos in Nova Scotia. You see, you don't get kangaroos sitting up in oak trees, but what do you get?
Sitting in a tree? A bird, obviously.
Right. So the word kangaroo in the song is possibly the name of some kind of bird.
A kangaroo bird?
Well, no. A bird with a name that sounds like kangaroo. And there is a bird with a name that sounds like kangaroo. It's a crow, a carrion crow. Carrion is a word for dead meat, right? If you've got a sheep out in the pasture and it dies, that's carrion. And a carrion crow is a crow that feeds on dead animals.
So what, there used to be a song that started out, a carrion crow sat on an oak?
Right, right. There's a very old song in England which tells exactly that same story about the tailor. Except instead of shooting at a kangaroo, he's shooting at a carrion crow.
But wait a minute, how did it get to be kangaroo?
No one knows for sure. Maybe somebody misheard the original song and couldn't remember that word, So they changed it to a word that sounded like the original. They changed it to kangaroo, which is why you now got a song about a kangaroo sitting in an oak tree in Nova Scotia.
That reminds me of a game we used to play called Telephone, where a bunch of people stand in a line and one person whispers to the next and he turns and whispers to the next person until the message gets to the end of the line. And it always comes out completely different from
where
it started.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the way the songs get passed on, too, from person to person.
But wouldn't, at some point, people have seen the words written down, though, so they wouldn't make any mistakes?
Well, not usually, because most people in those days didn't know how to read anyway, so it was all learned by ear.
So that's one way that songs get changed, just by accident, like that.
But sometimes people change the words of a song on purpose. Like, for example, you know that song from Winnipeg, The Red River Valley, right? Well, it's got at least two different versions. Here, let me sing the original one for you first.
From this valley they say you are going. I shall miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened my path for a while. For this long, long time I've been waiting for the words that you never would say. But now my last hopes have vanished, for they tell me you're going away. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true.
Now that song has a really nice melody, and it mentions the Red River, which flows right through the middle of Winnipeg. Well, in Winnipeg, around the turn of the century, people used to make a lot of jokes about the weather, you know, how cold it got and how damp it got. So when they wanted to make a song about the weather in Winnipeg, they took that tune and put new words to it.
Oh, my grandpa came west in the 80s to the prairies where grain grows like grass. But the wheat board and freight rates got grandpa, and so grandpa went east second class. Oh, it's 40 below in the winter, and it's 20 below in the fall, and it rises to zero in springtime, and we don't have no summer at all. It was raining and hailing this morning on the corner of Portage and Main. Now it's noon and the basements are flooded, and the dust storms are starting again. Oh, it's 40 below in the winter, and it's 20 below in the fall, and it rises to zero in springtime, and we don't have no summer at all. Come and pay for my fare if you love me, and I'll hasten to bid you adieu, and farewell to your Red River Valley and its natives all shivering and blue. Oh, it's 40 below in the winter, and it's 20 below in the fall, and it rises to zero in springtime, and we don't have no summer at all.
I think I like the second song a lot better. They've turned a love song into a sort of funny song about the winter.
Yeah, all you need is a nice sweet song and then a long, hard winter.
That's right.
You got it.
There's a lot of songs like that. There's this one song called When It's Springtime in the Rockies. Well, in the Kootenays, they've got really long, cold winters as well. So when they wanted to make up a song about that, they took the tune of Springtime in the Rockies and changed it into their own song.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I'll say I love you. while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
When it's winter in the Kootenays, and your water pipes are froze, and the weatherman says colder, and the bitter north wind blows, we'll be thinking of the summer when it's 90 in the shade. Right now it keeps us guessing how the coal bills will be paid.
What you need is a good singable tune. If you've got that, you're almost done. A good tune that people can remember.
Here's a song that a lot of people would have known. It's an old minstrel song.
Old Peter looked so wicked when I asked him for a ticket, climbing up the golden stairs. At the sight of half a dollar, he will grab you by the collar and fire you up the golden stairs. Old Satan's not a dandy to feed you sugar candy, climbing up the golden stairs. But he'll give you brimstone hot and he'll choke you on the spot, climbing up the golden stairs. Oh, hear them bells a-ringing, 'tis sweet, I do declare. Oh, hear them darkies singing, climbing up the golden stairs.
And so that song got changed as well into a new one.
Right.
Let me take a guess about what it would have changed into. What was the chorus? Climbing up the golden stairs. I'll bet you that got changed into something about climbing, what, mountain climbing or something like that?
Not quite. The new song is called Teaming Up the Caribou Road, and it's about these guys in British Columbia hauling these big wagons full of freight pulled by big teams of horses up north.
Here comes Henry Curry, he's always in a hurry, teaming up the caribou road. He makes horses go through the dust and through the snow, teaming up the caribou road. Oh, you should see him sprinting to the ball of Clinton, teaming up the caribou road. He makes the horses dance just like the latest prance, teaming up the caribou road. When you hear those whips a-popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road. Oh, Pete Egan has a rule, to his horses he is cruel, teaming up the caribou road. He beats him with a rail, puts fire in the tail, teaming up the caribou road. Oh, Pete looks so wicked when you ask him for a ticket, teaming up the caribou road. At the sight of half a dollar, he will grab you by the collar, teaming up the caribou road. When you hear those whips a-popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Who would have sung that song?
Well, the guys who were driving the freight wagons up and down the Caribou Road. People were always making up songs about their jobs.
Out in New Brunswick, there were lots and lots of songs made up by the guys who worked in the lumber camps there. And one of the songs, one of the most popular songs out there, was a song called The Lumberman's Alphabet. Now, that was a really easy song to make up because it just used all the letters of the alphabet and it matched all those letters up to the kinds of things that you'd see in the woods and the kind of tools that you'd be using. So A is for axe and B is for... Listen, Rika, why don't we sing it?
Okay.
A is for axes, and that yous all know. B is for boys that can use them also. C is for chopping that now begins. And D for the danger that we do stand in.
And how merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. To me, hi, dairy, home, dairy, hi, dairy down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
E for the echo that rings through the woods. F for the foreman that bosses a job. G for the grindstone we grind our axe on. And H for the handle so stout and so strong.
And how merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Tell me, hi, dairy, ho, dairy, hi, dairy down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
I for the isle we burn in our lamps. J for the jolly boys all in the camps. K for keen edges we all have to keep. And L for the lice boys that keep us from sleep.
And how merry are we.
No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Tell me hi, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
M for the moss we stow in our camps, N for the needle as we sew our pants, O for the owl that screeches by night, and P for the tall pine that we do slay right.
And how merry are we! No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Tell me hi, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
Q is for quarreling we do not allow. R for the rivers we run our logs down. S for the sled built so stout and so strong. And T for the big team that hauls them along.
And how merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Tell me hi, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
U is for uses we put ourselves to. V for the valleys we run our roads through. W for the woods that we leave in the spring. And now I have sung all I'm going to sing.
And how merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Tell me hi, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
In the Maritimes, where that song comes from, the loggers used to work in the woods only in the winter. So in the summer, a lot of them would go and work on the ships, hauling cargo up and down the East Coast. And they'd take the songs that they'd learned in the woods onto the ships with them and exchange songs with the sailors who worked on the ships. So a lot of the songs got passed back and forth. For example, there's a song called The Sailor's Alphabet, which is really a lot like the lumberman's alphabet, except it talks about things on a ship.
A is the anchor that holds a bold ship. B is the bowsprit that always does dip. C is the capstan on which we do wind, and D are the davits from which the jolly boat hangs. So high, derry, ho, derry, hey, derry down. Give sailors their grog, and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we, no matter who's laughing at sailors at sea. E is the ensign, the red, white, and blue. F is the fo'c'sle, holds the ship's crew. G is the gangway on which the mate takes his stand. And H are the hawsers that seldom do strand. So hi, derry, ho, derry, hey, derry down. Give sailors their grog, and there's nothing goes wrong. So merry, so merry, so merry are we, no matter who's laughing at sailors at sea.
So using the alphabet, you could make up any new song you wanted. Like you could make up a song about school. A is for the alphabet, which we must know.
B is for the bell, which tells us we're slow.
So C for the chalk when we throw it about.
And D for the danger when the teacher finds out.
But we'd have to change the chorus too, like, hi, derry, ho, derry, hey, derry down. Give students their French fries and nothing goes wrong.
Very good. I remember we used to make up songs at school. You know that Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas? Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Well, when we were kids, we took the words of that song and changed them around into this. Good King Stephen last looked out on the feast of Wenceslas. A snowball hit him on the snout and nearly knocked him senseless. Brightly shone the stars he saw, and the pain was cruel, till a doctor came in sight on a cross-eyed mule. Pretty good, eh?
It looks like people are always making up a new set of words for a familiar song.
Oh, yeah. You know that song, This Land Is Your Land?
Yeah, sure. I used to sing that in summer camp. I learned it then.
Well, that song was originally written in the United States by a guy called Woody Guthrie. And the original words went like this.
As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land is made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Now that was the American version of the song with all the American place names named in the chorus. Here's the Canadian version with the place names changed to places in Canada, like this.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from Nova Scotia to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lakes waters, this land is made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps o'er the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from Nova Scotia to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lakes waters, this land is made for you and me. As the sun was shining and I was walking through the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, and all around me a voice was singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from Nova Scotia to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lakes waters, this land is made for you and me.
You know, John, I've been thinking about those herds of flying kangaroos in Nova Scotia, and it reminded me of a story I'd seen in the newspaper the other day about a herd of whales. It seems like the post office had a plan. They were going to ship the mail from coast to coast using whales to carry the letters. The problem they ran into, though, was that it would take too long for the whales to go all the way through the Panama Canal. So they had, of course, had to build some kind of route all the way across the country so the whales could travel by land. I'm sure you've seen it, haven't you, that special route that they built? It's 4,000 miles long. You can't miss it.
Nope.
The Canadian Pacific Whale Way. Kangaroos of Nova Scotia was written and produced in Vancouver by John Bartlett, Gary Marcuse, and Rika Rupsat. Dramatic direction by Susan Leslie. Singing by John Bartlett and Rika Rupsat. Technical production by Hal Beckett and Michael Dunn at Entmoot Studios. Thanks for listening.